एवं निर्मल स्फटिका कृतिम आधारम सर्व विद्यानां उपासमहे द्युतेन तत्कृतं मे यस्विहस्तं जनस्य सर्वस्य
इदानीं प्रकटशीर्षः नरेन्द्रमार्गेण विहरिष्यामि. So this is a samvahaka. He owes 10 gold coins because he lost it in the gambling. And he doesn't have any money. People, even without having money, they play. Because they have hope. Who knows, they may win. If they win, then now they will have money. They have to play further. So like that. But he lost. So 10 gold coins he owes now. And Mathura and Sadhika, these are the other two gamblers. Mathura is the chief of that gamble house, and Sadhika is one of the gamblers. They catch hold of him and beat him. And there is blood coming out also. They beat him quite well. And then he runs from them. Dadduraka helps him to run away from them. And in the night time, or maybe somewhat semi-dark time, he enters into the compound of Vasantasena. And there he takes a refuge in with Vasantasena, Sharanagati. She says, okay, if somebody takes refuge with me, I will protect. That is her general approach, very compassionate woman. And then she asks, the Madarika asks him, what is the problem? So I will ask 10 gold coins in gambling and I owe that money to them. Then Vasantasena says, no problem, open the door. And so they come and she gives them one bracelet. So they take it and go away, happily they go away. And they invite also Samvahaka. You are welcome any time. Earlier, the chief of the clubhouse, he passed the resolution. From now on, Samvahaka is out of bounds in our clubhouse because he did not pay properly. 1 hour back, now he has rescinded that resolution. And he says, you are always welcome with us. Because if they got money more than they owe, so they go away happily. And then the Samvahaka, she asks him, what are you? What is you? What do you do? She says, I am a masseur. Massaging is my special training. I come from a very respectable family. I came here to practice my massaging. Art. It is one of the 64 arts. And Ujjaini is the city of arts in those days. Therefore, he travelled from Patna to Ujjaini to display his art form. But finally, he did not get much further in it. Therefore, he has to join for a job. It is like some of our musicians in this country. They join the university and they give up studies and purchase a guitar and go around the country. And go to India also with this guitar. Ding, 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 ding. So for a while it is okay. And the university won't allow them anymore. Even if the university allows, they cannot pass any exam because they just don't have that stability. In this country, in the university, you have to sit for 5 months and study and write an exam. And they won't allow copying like in India. In Bihar, you can copy and pass the exam.
Proxy. Proxy.
Proxy. Yeah, somebody else also can appear on your behalf. So, anyway, so this man, so the guitar thing. Now what he will do? He cannot pass an exam. Therefore, he goes to New Orleans. And there, many hotels, clubhouses will be there. There, when the customers are eating, he stands on a dais and goes on harping on that guitar and sings a song, etc. In New Orleans, he has to go. Or else he can go to Daytona Beach. Or somewhere in Florida also, it is allowed. You go there, on the beach, there will be hotels, and you sing a song there. That is the life. Very interesting, these fellows. Anyway, this is the fate of Savarkar. He came with this art. I am bringing everybody in. He came with this art to Ujjain, and who cares for his art? But Charudatta is a very compassionate person. So he went to Charudatta, give me some food and some maintenance money. I will be doing the massaging to you every day. Charudatta doesn't need his massaging, but to employ him, he said, okay, do it. And so he was living happily, kind of. And then Charudatta became bankrupt because of his generous approach, giving away things, etc. He became bankrupt. And therefore he cannot give any money to Samvahaka. And that became difficult for him to survive. Then he started this gambling. And now he was injured, and blood also he lost, they beat him. And then out of the compassion of Vasanta Sena, religious human, otherwise they will catch him and beat him, they won't leave him. Gamblers never leave a person. They have to get their money. Otherwise, they cannot survive in gambling. So, therefore, he gets a lot of repentance and says, I am now becoming a monk, a Buddhist monk. So he says that this gambling, it destroys everything of people. But all they have, they will lose because of gambling. And for me, I am done with it. I am done. Earlier, I used to be afraid of these debtors whenever I walk in the street. Because in gambling, he owes money to many people. From now on, I will move in the king's way with my head high. That is what he says. Okay? Nepathye kalakalaha. He says like this, and he comes out of Vasanta Sena's house. He walks out. He takes her permission and walks out. So he will go somewhere and will become a monk. That is the idea. So as he is going, from behind the curtain, a lot of noise is heard. So like that they show in the drama. Behind the curtain there is a lot of noise. So samvahakaha. Samvahakaha. Akarnya. So he hears like that. Isn't this nice? Like that he hears. Okay? Are kin vidam. Are, what is all this noise? Like that he says. Akashe. Then he hears a sound from somebody saying, from behind the curtain, somebody is saying, what? Kimbhanaya.
Kimbhanatha.
Hey, what are you saying? What is it that you are saying? Like that he is hearing. Some sound like that is coming from behind. So the idea is that Samvahaka is hearing and all the audience are also hearing. So that is a method of introducing some new elements into the story and moving forward. The story is taken forward. That is the method employed. So something like this, I am sure you got the idea. Hey, what is all that noise there? He hears, oh, what are you saying? Vasanta Sena is such and such? Is that what? Like that. Okay. Esha khalu vasanta senayaha.
Esha khalu vasanta senayaha.
Kunta morako nama.
Dushtahasti.
Vikalayati. So lot of noise is coming. Hey, what is all that? What are you saying? Vasanta Sena's hathi, the elephant, it has become mad and it is roaming on the streets. Is that what you are saying? That is what it is. Okay? So this is the problem with in India. They catch elephants. And the way they catch elephants is the most unfortunate thing. The way they catch. It's a huge animal. It won't allow you to catch it just like that. Therefore, they dig a huge pit, a rectangular pit they dig, and put some bamboo poles on that, and cover it with grass, exactly in the path of the elephant. They know the path of the elephant. How do they know? Elephant visits the water hole every day. It has to go to the water hole. And therefore, in the way, they dig this pit. And it follows that way, close to the water hole. And then it steps on it and falls into it. Head first, it falls. And it cannot come up. Then these people come and remove all those bamboo poles and all that. And then it is held in a pit. There is no place for it to turn this way, that way. That kind of a pit it is. And somebody jumps onto its back and ties ropes all around, big, big ropes. And then he comes out, takes a ladder and comes out. And then they employ other elephants, which are trained earlier, to pull out this elephant from that pit physically. It gets hurt, some hurt will be there. And then they train it. How do they train? They pierce that goad, no? Goad it is called. It's a very sharp instrument, heavy instrument. So what is he called? There is a name for him.
Ankusha.
That is the gold. Mahout. There is a name. Chaperone or something is there. And that trainer, he will hurt it with this gold, Ankusha. Every time it misbehaves, he pierces it. And it hurts its skin. Like that, they train it. Why should they do that? Raja Maharaja, in those days, they used the elephants as a part of the army. So they use animals in the army. You know, in the First World War and Second World War also, Germany employed horses to pull the artillery pieces. Artillery guns will be there. They are very heavy guns, they are. They are mounted on a wheelbarrow and that has to be pulled up hillocks and all that. And they station the artillery gun at one point and then fire. Big, big shells of artillery, they fire. These shells can travel a mile, 2 miles, like that the range will be there. And they fall and explode. Artillery is a very powerful weapon. You just fire in general direction. Whatever comes in its range will be destroyed. So those batteries, artillery guns are pulled by horses. Not one horse. Half a dozen horses. Three on this side, three on that side, and they pull like that. So they employ animals in the army. Even in the Second World War. As recent as Second World War. In the First World War, of course, they have used. There is an Oscar Award winning movie on one such horse. There is a name, Horse. War Horse. That is the movie. Steven Spielberg's movie it is. It got an award in Oscar. It's a great movie. And so, in India, they use horses and elephants also. I am like aggressive, I'll come back. Elephants also they used in the battle. In the Kurukshetra, elephants were used, the horses were used, elephants. And so people sit on elephant and go to fight. And in the battle, they attack the elephant and they kill the elephant. And when the elephant kills and it falls, it is killed and it falls, then the person sitting on the elephant, he will be killed later. Therefore, all these things will be going on. Ashwatthama hatah kunjaraha, that is the elephant only. And then, in India, the religious people, especially Vaishnava people, started this. The Vaishnava people, the Shaiva people are simple people. They put some bhasma and say some mantras and put some water. That is all they need. Now they also became very imitative of all that. So Vaishnava people, they are very, very fruitless guys. So in the name of God, they do all kinds of things. You will be surprised what all they do. There is a particular cat, wild cat, and from its skin, if you comb the skin, some particles fall, and they are fragrant. So they are like the musk coming from the deer. So this is a pulugu, it is called in Telugu. And therefore, in Tirupati, they have a arrangement for keeping with all these cats, wild cats. And from them, they take out fragrant material. They can purchase some scent from the market. Some 100 years back, they have done that, is fine. Why should they do it now? So many scents are available. But again, agama shastra, everything is shastra. Therefore, they keep all these cats, wild cats, captive. And then they do this. They don't like it, but all in the name of God. They offer it to Venkateswara Swami. And then they take it home. That fragile, these fellows. And then elephants they keep. And so Bhagavan is taken around on elephant. Why should they do it? And sometimes the elephant becomes mad. Raja Maharaja keep elephants. That is a status symbol. Elephant is a status symbol. And even in North India also it was there. Elephant is a status symbol. In the entire village there will be one guy. In Gujarat also it is there. There is one guy who keeps an elephant. And wherever he wants, he will be going at the elephant. And all the villagers, hey, kaisa hai, bahut achha hai, from the elephant he will be flying. Like that. And Vasanta Sena, she is very rich. Her mother is very rich and she inherited an elephant. She lives in a very palatial building. And she is a world famous dancer or whatever. And a very famous dancer in Jain, she lives in a palatial building, and so she has an elephant. And the elephant is also named, like the dogs are named, elephant has a name. Its name is Kunta Motakaha.
Kunta
Motakaha. There must be some name, some significance also to that name. Kunta Motakaha. Okay? That is the name of
Bandhanastamba Banjakaha.
Kunta is the pole to which the elephants are tied. But this particular elephant is so powerful that ordinary poles it can break like anything. Therefore, you have to put a special pole for it. That is, it's a very significant name. Kunta Modakaha. That can break any pole, that kind of an elephant. So it becomes suddenly mad. And when it is mad, nobody can control it. So people run away with her and with her. So that is the noise in the, from behind. On the road, how will you show it on the dais? You don't show. Only all that. You don't bring an elephant onto the dais. That is crazy. So just they say, And then they run, 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 elephant is coming, mad elephant, like that, that is the story. Nobody will bring elephant to the guys. What are you saying? So, Kimbhanatha, hey, what are you saying? Eshakalu,
Eshakalu,
Vasanta Senaya,
Vasanta Senaya,
Kuntamodako Nama,
Kuntamodako Nama,
Dushtahasti,
Dushtahasti,
Vikalayati,
Vikalayati.
Oh, you mean to say, this elephant called Kuntamodaka of Vasanta Sena has become roguish and it is running here and there mad. So, is that what I'm saying? Aho, Aho, Aryayaha Gandha Gajam Prekshishye Gatva.
Aryayaha Gandha Gajam Prekshishye Gatva.
Now she is Arya, because she gave money and released and dispersed some. Therefore, he has a lot of respect to her. Earlier it was Arya Charudatta. Now suddenly another person, Arya, came into his life. That is Arya Vasanta Sena. So, is it Vasanta Sena's elephant? Then I must have a look at it. Gandha Gija. Gandha means very powerful elephant. That is the meaning. Very powerful elephant. So, it must be a Kuntamodaka. That name itself is Kuntamodaka. Name itself shows that it's a powerful elephant. So, this Samvahaka, he got curious. I want to see that elephant. So I will go to the king's way, or main way, where this elephant is running here and there, and I will see that elephant. Athava. Then again he changes his mind. He is like me. No fixed idea. Let us go this way. Okay, chalo. No, no, we don't go. Okay, we will go this way. Like that. No fixed idea. Aimless. Aimless life. So he, again he says, why elephant for me? He says like that. Kimmama edena.
Kimmama edena.
What will I do with the elephant? What is this fickle mindedness? Yathav yavasitam anutishthasyami.
Yathav yavasitam anutishthasyami.
Just 10 minutes back, what is the resolve I have made? I will become a Buddhist monk. I will follow that resolve only. Within 10 minutes, change the mind and go. Oh, something is happening there, go there and see the elephant, what for my. I'll go my way to the forest and there some Buddhist monk will be there, become a shishya there, and eventually I'll become a Buddhist monk. That is my resolve, I will do that. See, poet, how beautifully he changes, and therefore no samahaka will become. But the story has taken a turn. Now we have an elephant and all that. Okay? Itinishkrantaha.
Itinishkrantaha.
So he goes away. Now Samvahaka character, as of now, it is over. Okay? He can go and take some rest and have a cup of tea and all that. Samvahaka. Tatapravishati.
Tatapravishati.
Patikshepena.
Patikshepena.
Prahushtaha. Vikatojvalaveshaha.
Vikatojvalaveshaha.
Karnapurakaha.
Karnapurakaha.
Then so suddenly onto the stage comes a character. His name is Karnapurakaha. That is his name. He must be the trainer of the elephant. Probably, we will see, could be. And how he enters, you know. So, Pati is the veil. There is curtain. And it is pulled like that, and then he has to enter. Without doing that, without removing the curtain, generally the curtain is removed, and then he is allowed to come inside. Some lady inside, she will come and some servant maid comes and removes the curtain, because it is Vasanta Sena is there. And then he is given permission and she enters. I am imagining like that. But without all that, without even before the curtain is removed, he is entering inside, this Karnapurakaha. And he is very happy. You know what happened? He has controlled that elephant, that's why. And now Vasanta Sena will be rewarding him. So that is his happiness. and so Prahoshaha. And Vekatam Jualaveshaha. He is wearing a very brilliant dress, but not in a proper way. So like me, some dress he is wearing, not the right way. Somehow he is wearing, okay? In a very irregular way. And that is the karna pooraka. Because he is in a hurry, he wants to report to Vasantasena his great accomplishment. And also just now he is coming from the street after controlling the elephant. Okay? Karna pooraka. Kasmin kasmin arya.
Kasmin kasmin
arya. So he jumps inside and says, where is Vasantasena? Where is the madam? Arya is madam. Where is madam? Where, madam? Like, because he has to say, tell something urgently to madam. Katie is the servant maid. Must be Madanika or somebody. Durmanushya.
Durmanushya.
So she doesn't like it. You don't rush into the women's quarter like that, you know. Without pulling the curtain also, you just enter inside. What is this? Therefore she says, Durmanushya, only bad guy. Kinte udvega karanam. What is the reason for so much hurry? Udvega is so much excitement. What is the reason? Yadagrataha
avasthita
maryam
na
prekshase. She is sitting there only. Before him only she is sitting. Can't you see? Don't you have eyesight or what? Blind ho gaya kya? Don't you see Amma is sitting here? Before you only she is sitting. What is so big excitement? Karnapurakaha.
Karnapurakaha.
Then he saw, madam. Arye vande.
Arye vande.
Madam, my namaskar. He has to politely do that, you know. Asantasena.
Asantasena.
Karnapuraka.
Karnapuraka.
So she knows him. Hey, Karnapuraka. Paritushtamukho lakshyase.
Paritushtamukho lakshyase.
You seem to be very happy. Your face is the index of mind. You seem to be very happy. Tatkinvidam. Then what is this? What is this happiness? Karnapurakaha. Savismayam. He is surprised. Vismaya is surprised because she noticed that his face is happy and all that. And she is just sitting there only, he did not search for her. All that must be the reason for his surprise. Let us see. Arye
Vanchitasi.
He says, madam, you lost a chance. You missed it. A wonderful chance. What is the chance? Yatha yaya adya karna porakasya parakramo na drushtaha. Madam, you missed it. Today, karna poraka has shown his prowess, his power. And you did not see all that. You missed a wonderful chance to see the power of karna poraka. Asantasena, Karnapuraka,
Kim.
Oh, what is that? She is asking, she is excited too. Karnapuraka, Shunotvarya.
So,
madam, may listen carefully. Yasaha,
Aryayaha,
Kuntamodako nama dushtahasti. That means madam has many hearts, many elephants. More than one she must be having. So madam, you know your elephant, that bad rogue elephant, the Kundamotaka, you know, Kuntamoraka. She knows. Saha Alanastambham Bhagatva.
Alanastambham Bhagatva.
So Alanastambha is the post, which is used to tie the elephant. And its name itself is Kuntamoraka. And it has broken that elephant. It is tied with chains. Very sad thing that they do it for the elephants. Very sad. All in the name of God they do. little things they do, all in the name of God. We feel very bad. I wrote a letter also. Who will care for my letter? I felt and deeply and wrote a letter.
To whom did you write?
To the Muslim Hindu. Okay. And also to the Devaswam board, Thrissur, where they exhibit all the elephants and all that. They should not do that. Very unfortunate. If I tell the full details, you will feel very bad. I just tell a few, a little here, a little there. Some of the practices, like Vemulavada Shiva temple, some of the practices are horrific practices. Most horrible practices there. Not elephant, bulls there. Vemulavada Shiva temple. So when Vaishnava temple people do this kind of mischief, so why should we lag behind? Therefore Shiva temple people also follow suit. The things they do are most horrible, most hypocritical also. Hypocrisy because they talk of God. While doing all such wrong things, they do it in the name of God, you know. Anyway, so he has broken that post. Mahamatram Vyapadhyaya. Then the chief trainer will be there. Mahamatra. He is the chief trainer of elephants. Means quite a few elephants are there. And it has caused injury. The chief trainer tried to stop it, but it has thrown him aside. And therefore, he was injured. Okay? I am saying injured. Vyapadhyaya may be killing also. Marker. Vyapadhyaya, marker. Marna bole to, it could be causing injury or it could be killing also.
Yes.
That element. So what it has done then? Mahantam sankshobham kurvan. It has created a huge confusion everywhere inside that elephant place. And not only that, Rajamargamavatirnaha. It has crossed this compound wall. Compound wall cannot stop an elephant, you know. It just entered the king's way. It went out to the king's way. Tataha atrantare utkushtam janena. Then in the meanwhile, all the people who saw this rogue elephant on the king's way, they were crying, they were shouting, big shouting they were doing. How? Apanayata balaka janam. Tvaritamarohata vruksha prasadam. Kinnu khalu prekshatvam purataha. Dushto hasti ita eti. Apanayata balaka janam. Dvaritamarohata vruksha prasadam. Kinnu khalu prekshatvam purataha. Dushto hasti ita eti. Balaka janam, the children. Apanayata. Take away. The elephant is coming now. People are shouting, hey, take care of the children. Take the children inside. Because the child, it comes in the path of the elephant, if the child gets killed. Tvaritam quickly. Vrukshaprasadam. The tree or the balcony. Arohata. Climb. So you climb something or the other. If you find a tree, climb the tree. If you, because it's a king's way, you know, big trees will be there. So climb the tree, you will be safe. Or you go up the balcony, or to the top of the building, then also you will be safe. Like that they are shouting. Kinnu khalu prekshatvam.
tadupreekshadvam.
Are you seeing? Are you seeing? See, like purataha,
ahead of you,
dushto hasti, the rogue elephant, itaha,
in this direction,
eti,
it is coming.
See that. Come on, go up. You go up the building or climb up a tree. Take away the children. Like that they are shouting. People shout, you know, like that. You know one time what happened? So some Romans started in Mushirabad. You know Mushirabad area? The Roman is flood is coming. Flood from Musi River, flood is coming. So somebody started it. And then it spread to Amitsh and Koti area. And all the people, Musi is that side, you know, Koti beyond Chalaghat area. Therefore, all the people are running away from there. All people, Koti people run to Amitsh, Amitsh people, they are all run to Mushirabad. From there, they run to Mahindra Hills and all that. They are all running, thousands of people. Flood is coming. That is mirror, that is mirror.
What are raha hai?
Hindi, you know, Hyderabad. Like that. So people are like that. The mob is like that. Today Baba Jai Gurudev mob, 20 people were killed in stampede, 24 people. What Baba Jai Gurudev? What Gurudev? So mob is like that. So here also the mob. There is the elephant really. They are all shouting.
Apanayata Balaka Janam.
He is describing all that to Vasanta Sena. This is how people were shouting at that time. Apicha. And also, Vichalati Nupurayugalam. Chidyante cha mekhala manikhachitaha. Valayascha sundarataraha. Poet, you know. Poet gets a chance, he has to describe. But it's called Varnana. Whenever a chance comes, poet has to describe. Otherwise, what is there? All people run away, it's not a storytelling, you know.
Vichalati Nupurayugalam.
The women are also running. Kingsway, there will be many women. Particularly, Kingsway, rich people, rich women will be walking very gracefully, they will be walking. But when the elephant is coming, there is no graceful walking. So they all run. So when they run, when the women run, it's not like men running. If men run, what will happen? The upper class is left behind. That is all that will happen. Nothing else will happen. Okay? But when women run, things are different. Nupurayugalam. The pain of anklets,
Vichalati,
it has fallen down. So that is what happens. Suppose you and I run after the elephant, you have to rest one of the chappals you do, and left with one. Other to catch the elephant. The overruns the anklet, it is the anklet, right? Pain of them. Suddenly, for a one woman, as she is running, the anklet became loose and it fell behind. But she is running, she wants to look back. Manikachitaha. Studded with the gemstones. Mekhalaha. What is the mekhala?
Waistbands.
Plural. Chityante cha. They are breaking and falling. Because they run like that in the khali, like that they run. And therefore, these waistbands, they are golden, made of gold. A small hook will be there, I suppose. But they are all studded with gold. You see, the idea is to wear the gems. You have to wear gems, but you cannot put the gems. Therefore, put a band and then put gems in that. That is the idea. Otherwise, band has no purpose. It is all for display of gemstones. And therefore, these waistbands, they are breaking apart and falling behind. And the lady has no time left for pulling it, taking it. Also, Sundarataraha.
Very beautiful.
Ratnankura Jala Pratibaddha.
Ratnankura Jala Pratibaddha.
Pratibaddha. Associated with beautiful rays of light.
Beautiful rays of light.
Reflected by. What is this?
Small gems.
Ankura. Ankura is a sprout-like. Sprout-like gemstones.
Sprout-like gemstones.
They are what? Valayaha.
Valayaha.
The bracelets.
Bracelets.
Yeah, they are the bracelets. So the bracelets are very beautiful. Undarataraha. And also, they are studded with the gemstones. And these gemstones, when they are running, these gemstones are reflecting the light. Kingsway, you know. Mm-hmm. And all that light is shining in multiple directions. Sometimes in their hurry, the hook gets out or whatever, and even these bracelets are falling down. Not every bracelet of every woman, but some women, a bracelet falls down. For another woman, the waistband falls down. For another lady, a couple of anklets have fallen down. That kind of so much commotion was there on the king's way. He is describing our Karnapurata. Very excited. Okay. Vicharati nu purayugalam.
Vicharati nu purayugalam.
Chidyante cha mekhala manikachitaha.
Chidyante cha mekhala manikachitaha.
Valayascha sundarataraha.
Valayascha sundarataraha.
Ratnankura jala pratibaddhaha.
Ratnankura jala pratibaddhaha.
Tatastena dushtahastina.
Tatastena dushtahastina.
Karacharana radanaihi.
Karacharana radanaihi.
Mullanalinimivam.
Mullanalinimivam.
Nagarimujjayinim.
Nagarimujjayinim.
Avadahamanena.
Avadahamanena.
Samasadita parivrajakaha.
Samasadita parivrajakaha.
Oh my God, there's something more is going on. All this he is describing. You cannot show it on the stage. Only describing. Then, tataha means then, by that rogue elephant, parivrajakaha samasaditaha. One Buddhist monk was captured. It has caught a Buddhist monk. It must be our samvahaka, I suppose. I don't know. Okay, parivrajakaha. He was caught. See what happened there. One big Swami, Pritharipati, he came to Tirupati. And the Tirupati temple has they give a Purnakumbha Swagatam to big Swamis only, not some simple guys like me. They won't even allow you to come inside. Whereas the big Swami comes, they come, the chief priest will come. They are all very powerful people, Tirupati. hundreds of priests will be there, and they all have hierarchy. They are all government employees. Government show it is a big department, TTD. And so the chief priest comes with Purna Kumbha and all that, and welcomes the Mahatma. He comes in a car. And so comes up Papa, and he arrives at the gate of Tirumala. And then they are ready waiting there. They say, so there is a mantra, etc. is there. They say that, and so Nakarmana Napradya. Vaishnavas may not say that. Vaishnavas don't say Nakarmana. They are all karma only for them. They won't say that. They will say, Suprabhatam or Srinivas Agadhyaya, some stuff is there, Vaishnava stuff. They will be saying that. Okay? And so they come with an elephant to invite this Mahatma. Why elephant? And so the elephant carries a mala. And somebody sits, puts a kumbham on the elephant back. And the elephant comes like that. And then this trainer with his weapon. So all that. And the Mahatma, he feels great about it, that he is received with the elephant. Now what happened, you know, this elephant turned roguish. The Mahatma, he left all this for the Kumbha, this elephant, and he ran away. With his shishyas, they took him. He is a bit obese. Obese Mahatma.
That's
the occasion for Nakarmana. So, with difficulty, they pulled him away from there. Quickly, quickly, he ran away. All this came in YouTube, in some video. Why are you? So, a similar thing happened to our Parivrajaka, this Buddhist monk. He could not run away in time. All other people, he also ran away. This guy not. You ladies could run away. With or without, they ran away. They ran away. But this Mahatma, the elephant caught him. And how is that elephant, you know? Karacharana rajanai radanai. It catches with the kara, it's a trunk, radana, it's a tusks, charana, the front foot, these three. If it holds like with the front foot, it pulls, lifts the front foot and holds the guy, and the tusks are there, and also the trunk is there. It caught this fellow. How is this elephant, you know? This elephant is as if it entered into the king's way. So king's way, the elephant enters with, there are many people, many beautiful women, highly dressed and decorated, not decorated, ornamented women, they are all there. It is something like the elephant is entering into a pond full of lotuses. Something like that. Okay? So, Pullanalinimiva avagahamanena Ujjainin nagarim avagahamanena. It is like an elephant enters into a pond full of water and lotuses in full bloom. And the elephant enters, what will happen? All the water will be made muddy and all the lotuses will be broken here and there. Such a thing is happening now. New Jaini city on the king's way. Such is, that is how this elephant entered. Having entered, it caught hold of a sannyasi. Tancha paribhrashta danda kundika bhajanam.
Paribhrashta danda kundika bhajanam.
By the time the elephant caught him, he was holding a few things. What is this danda he was holding? It is in Bodha. Both, you know, they carry a danda. And that he lost it. And also, danda, kundika. Kundika, bhajanam, kundika is kamandalu. And bhajanam, అండ్ వాటర్ అండ్ బౌల్ ఫర్ ఈటింగ్ ఫుడ్, త్రీ థింగ్స్. సో దండ, కుండిక అండ్ భాజన. భాజన బౌల్ ఫర్ ఫుడ్, కుండిక ఇది కమండలు, దండ ఇది ఆది త్రీ హీ లాస్ట్. ఇంకా అది ఎలిఫెంట్ కాకూడదు మేము. అండ్ దెన్ శేఖరైస్ ఇట్ వాస్ క్యారీయింగ్ సో మచ్ వాటర్ ఇన్ ఇట్స్ మౌత్. ఇట్ బ్రాట్ వాటర్ ఫ్రమ్ సమ్వేర్ అండ్ షీ పుట్ ఆల్ ద వాటర్ ఆన్ దిస్ సన్యాసి. హీ బికేమ్ కంప్లీట్లీ వెట్ విత్ ఆల్ దట్ వాటర్. అండ్ దెన్ దంతాంతరే క్షిప్తం ప్రేక్ష్యా, ఇట్ వాస్ హోల్డింగ్ ఇట్స్ హ్యూజ్ ఎలిఫెంట్ హోల్డింగ్ దిస్ సన్యాసి బిట్వీన్ ది టస్క్స్. హీ వాస్ హ్యాంగింగ్ దేర్ బిట్వీన్ ది టస్క్స్. హీ వాస్ కాట్ బై ది ఎలిఫెంట్. ఐ హావ్ సీన్ దాట్. కర్ణపూర్వక ఐ సా దాట్. అండ్ దెన్ యు నో వాట్ ఐ డిడ్, హీ ఈస్ టెలింగ్ టు ది మేడమ్, పునరపి ఉద్ఘుష్టంజన. హీ డిడ్ నాట్ సీ ఎట్, ఓన్లీ పీపుల్ హ్యావ్ సీన్. ది ఎంటైర్ క్రౌడ్ సా దిస్ అండ్ దే షౌటెడ్. ది క్రౌడ్ షౌటెడ్ వాట్? హా పరివ్రాజకో వ్యాపాద్యతే, అయ్యో అయ్యో, ది సన్యాసి ఈస్ బీయింగ్ కిల్డ్ బై ది ఎలిఫెంట్ లైక్ దట్. ది ఎంటైర్ క్రౌడ్ షౌటెడ్ వసంత సేన. See, you have to tell such stories before her. She is a very soft-hearted lady. You are described like that before her. But anyway, Sasam Ramam, she is very hurry. She is disturbed. Totally disturbed. Aho Pramadaha.
Aho Pramadaha.
Aho Pramadaha.
Aho Pramadaha.
Pramadaha is anarthaha. Ayyo, what a calamity. Ayyo, what a calamity. Like that. She responded. Karna Purakaha. He wanted that. He wanted her to get into that. Alam Sambramena.
Alam Sambramena.
Madam, you don't worry. I am there, you know. If anybody sees me, they will not believe that I am a Vedanta teacher. So, I don't know. I love this poetry and all that. This is in my blood. From the childhood it came. So, Shrunotu Tavadarya.
Shrunotu Tavadarya.
So he said, madam, you don't be disturbed. Because I am here, you know. Please listen. Don't come to any conclusion. Don't be in a hurry. Please listen to me carefully. He has to tell the story his way. You do not hurry him. Okay? Tataha. Then what happened, he is telling. Afterwards, vichinna visanthula shrunkala kalapam.
Vichinna visanthula.
Visanthula. Visanthula.
Visanthula.
Shrunkala kalapam.
Shrunkala kalapam.
Udvahantam.
Udvahantam.
Dantantara parigrihitam.
Dantantara parigrihitam.
Parivrajakam udvahantam.
Parivrajakam udvahantam.
Tam prekshya.
Prekshya.
Now he sees. Earlier only people saw, now I saw, he is there. So what he saw? He saw the elephant. This elephant is carrying, you know, how much load it is carrying. It has broken that pole, you know. So, and it is still carrying some of those pieces of that pole. And also it is carrying the chains, it has broken the chains. The pole and multiple chains, not even one, two, three chains, the pieces it is still carrying, and broken pole also, it must be carrying, okay? And then between the tusks, it is carrying, that is behind it is carrying all that. In the front, it is carrying this sannyasi, in between. And I saw that, Preksha, by me, having seen కర్ణపూరకేణ
మయా,
బై మీ కర్ణపూరక. ఓకే, దెన్ అగైన్ హీ రిమెంబర్స్ దట్ హీ ఈజ్ బిఫోర్ ది మేడం. హీ షుడ్ నాట్ బి లైక్ దట్ బిఫోర్ ది మేడం. హీ షుడ్ బి హంబుల్. షీఈస్ ది బాస్, యూనో. ఆర్యాపిండోపుష్టేన దాసేన నో 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 నాట్ కర్ణపూర్ సారీ సారీ బై దిస్ సర్వెంట్ హూ ఇస్ మేడ్ స్ట్రాంగ్ బై గుడ్ ఫుడ్ గివెన్ బై మేడమ్ దట్ ఈస్ ది ట్రూత్ ఆల్సో వామచరణేన లోకలేఖకం ఉద్ఘుష్య ఉద్ఘుష్య సో విత్ ది లెఫ్ట్ లెగ్ దిస్ మ్యాన్ కర్ణపూరక విత్ ది లెఫ్ట్ లెగ్ హీ డజన్ ఈవెన్ యూజ్ ది రైట్ లెగ్ వామచరణేన సో వాట్ హీ డిడ్ యు నో హీ పుల్డ్ అప్ ఉద్ఘుష్య ఉద్ఘుష్య సో పరిపుష్ట్వాహకర్ సాహస బంధాకర్ ఓకే ద్యోతలేఖకం ఉద్ఘుష్య ఉద్ఘుష్య ఓకే దిస్ ద్యోతలేఖకం పరిపుష్ట సేవకునే జువాకే లేఖకో బార్ బార్ కహకర్
భూతపూర్వమాక్షికం
ఓకే ఉద్ఘుష్య ఉద్ఘుష్య వామచరణైన ద్యోతలేఖకం ఉద్ఘుష్య ఉద్ఘుష్య త్వరిత త్వరితం అపణాత్ లౌహదండం గృహీత్వా ఓకే ఆకారిత సదృష్టహస్తి ఓకే బార్ బార్ కహకర్ ద్యోతలేఖకం ఉద్ఘుష్య ఉద్ఘుష్య ఓకే ఓకే ఇసి this fellow is samvahaka he was carrying this what gambling things also
dice
also he was carrying he became sanyas still they were with him yet to throw them out so vama parshvakamena ద్యూతలేఖకం ద్యూతకరం సంప్రతం సాహో ఓకే నాట్ డైస్ నాట్ నాట్ డైస్ ద్యూతలేఖకం మీన్స్ ది వన్ హూ ప్లేస్ హీ ది గ్యాంబ్లర్ దెన్ హీ నోటీస్డ్ దట్ ది సన్యాసి ఈ ది గ్యాంబ్లర్ హూ కేమ్ టు ది మేడమ్ అండ్ టుక్ సమ్ మనీ అండ్ వెంట్ దట్ ఈస్ ది సన్యాసి ది గ్యాంబ్లర్ సన్యాసి అండ్ సో హీ రికగ్నైజ్డ్ హిమ్ so what I did you know
with my left leg left not leg left parshva I pushed aside this gambler sanyasi recently gambler now sanyasi I pushed him aside from the tusks of the elephant thereby saved him
okay so that must be samvahaka and then therefore that way I have ఉద్ఘుష్య అండ్ హీ పుష్ హిమ్ అసైడ్ అండ్ సెడ్ గో గో లైక్ దట్ ఐ హవ్ సేవ్డ్ హిమ్ అండ్ పుష్ హిమ్ అసైడ్ అండ్ ఆస్క్ హిమ్ టు రన్ అవే అండ్ దెన్ స్టిల్ ది ఎలిఫెంట్ ఇస్ దట్ యు నో ఫలితం అపణాత్ లౌహదండం గృహీత్వా ఇమీడియట్లీ ఐ రష్డ్ ఇన్ టు ఎ షాప్ దెర్ ఇస్ ఎ మాల్ కైండ్ దెర్ ఇస్ కింగ్స్ వే అండ్ రష్డ్ ఇన్ టు ఎ షాప్ అండ్ దేర్ ఐ గాట్ హోల్డ్ ఆఫ్ ఎ స్టీల్ రాడ్ that I took. Akaritaha sadushta hasti. So I stood with this steel rod, I stood before the rogue elephant and challenged the rogue elephant. By me. Vasantasena. Tatastataha. And then what? She is disturbed too. Then what happened? కర్ణపూరకః ఆహత్య సరోషంతం హస్తినం వింధ్య శైల శిఖరాభం నాట్ యట్ సేవ్డ్ నాట్ యట్ సేవ్డ్ సో సో వాట్ హీ డిడ్ ఈజ్ బిఫోర్ గోయింగ్ ఇన్ టు ది మాల్ అండ్ బ్రింగింగ్ ది రాడ్ హీ టోల్డ్ ది సంవాహక హూ has become a sannyasi and who he knew him. He is also the gambler sannyasi. He told him, "Don't worry, don't worry." Like that he shouted at him, "I am coming." Like that he shouted from the left side, "Hey, don't worry, don't worry, you stay there. I will protect you." And he went and brought the rod. Okay? Take it like that. And therefore he stopped with the elephant. Otherwise the elephant is carrying this guy. Suppose it carries some more, and then he will be killed. Okay. Ahatya saroshan tam hastinam.
Ahatya saroshan tam hastinam.
Vindhya shaila shikharabham.
Vindhya shaila shikharabham.
Mochito maya saha.
Mochito maya saha.
Dantantara saunsthita parivrajakaha.
Dantantara saunsthita parivrajakaha.
Tam hastinam. Vindhya shaila shikharabham.
Vindhyashaila Shikharabham.
Resembling a summit of the Vindhya Mountains.
A summit of the Vindhya Mountains.
Tam hastinam.
Tam hastinam.
That element. So the elephant resembles a summit, a hillock of the Vindhya Mountains. So that element. Sarosham Ahatya.
Sarosham Ahatya.
Angrily beating.
Angrily beating.
So with this rod, I have beaten that elephant one time. Angrily. Otherwise you can say sarosham tam. That elephant is very angry. That angry elephant I have beaten with this rod. Maya by me.
Maya by me.
Saha that.
Saha that.
Dantantara samsthitaha.
Dantantara samsthitaha.
Caught between the two tusks.
Caught between the two tusks.
Parivrajakaha.
Parivrajakaha.
The monk.
The monk.
Mochitaha.
Mochitaha.
Released.
Released.
Yeah. Therefore the elephant took a step back. I pulled out the monk between the tusks and protected him. Ahatya saroshantam.
Ahatya saroshantam.
Hastinam vindhyashaila shikharabham.
Hastinam vindhyashaila shikharabham.
Mochito maya saha.
Mochito maya saha.
Dantantara saunsthitah parivrajakaha.
Dantantara saunsthitah parivrajakaha.
See, the story has so many elements of that type. So many elements. Vasanta Sena.
Vasanta Sena.
He is happy. Sushtutvaya kartam.
Sushtutvaya kartam.
You have done very well. Tatastataha. Then what happened? Karnapurakaha.
Karnapurakaha.
Tata Arye.
Tata Arye.
Arye. Oh madam. Tataha afterwards. Sadhure Karnapuraka.
Sadhure Karnapuraka.
Sadhu.
Sadhu.
Ityetavan Matram.
Ityetavan Matram.
Mananti.
Mananti.
The entire town. Mananti Ujjayini.
Yes.
Vishama Parakranta Ivanauhu.
Vishama Parakranta Ivanauhu.
Ekatah Paryasta.
Ekatah
Paryasta. Sakala Ujjayini.
Sakala Ujjayini.
Asit.
Asit.
So then you know what happened. The entire town of Ujjayini means the entire population is on one side. They moved away from the elephant. Me and the elephant on this side. On one side. The sannyasi ran away. He was saved and he ran away. It is like a ship in which the entire load is on one side and therefore the ship is bent in the water on that side, and on the other side it is light and therefore it is up. Like that the entire city is compared with the ship. So all population is one side and me and the elephant on the other side, and they were all saying, the entire crowd was saying, Sadhu de karna poraka sadhu. Okay. Tata Arye. So afterwards, madam, ekena shunyani.
Ekena shunyani.
Abharana sthanani paramrishya.
Abharana sthanani paramrishya.
Very interesting. Arye Charukata was also there. So he is bringing that. Urdhvam preksya,
Urdhvam preksya,
dirgham nishvasya,
dirgham nishvasya,
ayam pravarakaha,
ayam pravarakaha,
mama upari,
mama upari,
kshittaha.
Kshittaha.
In that crowd, there is a gentleman. The gentleman, he wanted to reward me because I saved the sannyasi. The sannyasi is savaraka. And then he wanted to, out of habit in those days, when you want to reward, take a garland, mala, golden necklace. Even men used to wear, you know, the golden necklace. Take it and give it. Or take one kankanam, men also wear. Take it and give it. Like that he used to do. By habit he tried. But there was no, nothing is in his neck. He tried, but that also is not there. Then he looked up. Up is, oh God, you made me bankrupt. For that he looked up. Dirgham nishvasya. He sighed deeply. Like that. And then what else can he do? He took the upper cloth. He was having an upper cloth. And put it upon me. Gave it to me. That is Charudatta. How beautifully he is connecting all the dots, you see. Okay. Vasanta Sena.
Vasanta Sena.
He did not bring it, I suppose he did not bring it. He kept it at home and gave it probably. We'll see. Karna Puraka.
Karna Puraka.
Jani Hitavate.
Jani Hitavate.
Hey, Karna Puraka, do you know what? Kim eshaha,
kim eshaha,
jati kusumavasitaha,
jati kusumavasitaha,
ravarako naveti,
ravarako naveti.
Hey, do you know, you tell me clearly, see it and tell me whether that upper cloth, the shawl, does it have the fragrance of jati kusuma, that flower, that fragrance, because she was having an upper cloth. When she visited Charudatta's home, this is last year class.
Yes.
And there, she left, that child was, it was cold and therefore the child has to be covered with something. And then she gave it to the cheti, to the servant maid. And that was used, that she left it there and came home. And that was having the scent of jati. Jati Kusuma. Jati Kusuma means jasmine scent. So it was having the jasmine scent. And that probably Charudatta wanted to return it to her or whatever. He was having it on his shoulder. And maybe he thought it belongs to him. And that he donated to this guy. And therefore, so I think so. We will verify later. When we move forward, it will be known. So it started with Vasanta Sena, it went to Charudatta and it went to Karna Poraka, and now it come back to Vasanta Sena. So she is asking whether that was the shawl. Is that the shawl? Was it smelling the fragrance of jasmine, like this she asked. Or maybe Charudatta gave it to her. And she left it in Charudatta's place. You have to revisit the earlier section and see. There was a shawl.
The shawl was brought his by his friend.
His friend brings it.
Then we said, you know, the shawl will be...
I said at that time, the shawl will reappear again and again. This is how the poets think. In Othello, there was a hanky.
Yes.
Vastram, white, with a creper painted, or not painted, sewed onto it. And that is there, it is this man's, Othello's mother's thing it is. She is no more. He keeps it very sacred. And he gives it to Desdemona. That piece of cloth. And the villain, he steals that piece of cloth from Desdemona and thereby creates suspicion in the mind of Othello. And then Othello kills her. It's a tragedy, you know. So like that, the entire drama, it revolves around that special piece of cloth. Similarly, that's Shakespeare. Similarly here, this shawl will be making the rounds again and again. You will hear about this shawl. It is not the end of it. The shawl you will hear again and again. Another 2-3 times you will hear. So he can tell, yes, it is indeed the jasmine scent, but he doesn't tell. He has an issue there. He says, Karnako Rakaha, Arye, Madagandhena, Sushtutam Gandham Najanami.
Sushtutam Gandham Najanami.
So I think he is having it on his shoulders. He is having it on his shoulders. So she asked her, see whether it has the jasmine scent. He says, Madam, I struggled with that elephant. And that elephant was having some oozing liquid which smells in its own way. And that is sticking to this shawl. And so these are mixed and therefore I cannot recognize any jasmine scent. That is what he said. Then she said, Vasanta Sena, Nama Pitavat Prekshasva.
Nama Pitavat Prekshasva.
She is impatient. That is the Tavat. Are, are, name is Dekho. Name is written. Name is also sued. Suing they do, you know.
Some.
Name is also sued into that upper class. Voto Dekho. She won't see because this man got it, you know. He is a servant man. Very hierarchical society. And he is having on his shoulder, she won't pull it like that. She is the boss of the house. So see the name. Why don't you see the name? Karnapo Rakaha
Idan
Nama. Yeah, yeah, there is a name. He doesn't know how to read it. Aryeva Vachayatu.
Aryeva Vachayatu.
Madam, you only read what is that name. Like that he shows. Iti pravaraka mupanayati.
Iti pravaraka mupanayati.
He was standing at a respectable distance and describing all that, but now, with her permission, and she wanted to see the name, so he came near and he showed the upper class. Vasanta Sena, Arya Charudattasya.
Arya Charudattasya.
Oh my God, this is Charudatta's shawl. Arya Charudatta. Iti vachayitva. She reads the name. Oh, name will not have Shashti Vibhakti. Name will have Arya Charudatta. But she says, oh, this is Charudatta's. That means the gentleman who gave that to him, that is Charudatta.
Maitreya gave it to him.
Maitreya, some friend sent it. That is Charudatta's only, not Vasanta Sena's. I got it wrong. So his name is also there on it. And she read it. Iti vachayitva. So having read, you know what she is doing? Saspruham gruhitva.
Saspruham
gruhitva. Ravunoti. With a lot of love, she pulls it from him. She won't allow it to be with him. And then she covers it herself. She will do something else to Karnapuraka. That she wants that shawl. Cheti,
Karnapuraka,
Shobhate Aryayaha Pravarakaha.
Shobhate Aryayaha Pravarakaha.
Karnapuraka should get the message that she won't return it. Therefore, Cheti intervenes and tells, hey Karnapuraka, the shawl looks very beautiful upon madam. She says, he said, yeah, he lost his shawl. But he cannot say anything otherwise, you know. So he says, what else he can say? Shobhate Aryaya Pravarakaha.
Shobhate Aryaya Pravarakaha.
You see, what she says, she doesn't say, this shawl, it looks very good on her. He doesn't say like that. She doesn't say. She says, Madam's shawl is very beautiful. That is what he said. Means already it is Madam's shawl ho gaya. It is not his shawl anymore. She is not returning it. He thought it is his. Now what he can do? He got the message. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Madam Sushal, did not say my shawl. Madam Sushal is very beautiful. But anyway, he need not worry on that count. Vasantasena, Sannapuraka, Idante Paritoshikam.
Idante Paritoshikam.
I cannot come here. This is your gift. Iti Abharanam Prayacchati.
Iti Abharanam Prayacchati.
He takes out one ornament and gives it to him. Much more costly. You see, in Alankara Shastra, they talk of bhava. Bhava is the feeling. If the rasam is shrungara, then bhava is prema, love. And sthayi bhava, you must have heard these words. Sthayi bhava means it is the consistent bhava all through the drama. Because shrungara means you will have love all through the drama, sthayi bhava. And this love, the feeling of love, rasa, is nourished, nurtured by small occasional events and things. They are called vyabhichari bhava. Vyabhichari means it just comes and goes, not sthayi. The opposite of sthayi is vyabhichari. Sthayi means permanent. Vyabhichari means temporary. Something comes and goes. That is called vyabhichari bhava. Therefore, this shawl taking rounds and coming back to Vasantasena, and she puts it on herself and she makes it her own. This is called vyabhichari bhava. And the feeling associated with that small incident. This vyabhichari feeling means a small feeling for a short while you find it. It nourishes the sthayi bhava, that is the love, which is the main rasa, shungara rasa. Like that they describe it. Therefore the poet, he will create incidents, occasions, things, instances, which are called vyabhichari bhava, quite a few times. Here, 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 like that. This is one such thing. In the case of Avijnana Shakuntalam, so Shakuntala, she is moving in the forest. They live in the forest. She is moving in the forest. And she is moving one bee, honey bee, a rogue honey bee. It changes her. It will be going round and round and round around Shakuntala. Because Shakuntala was having a lotus in her hair, and the fragrance of the lotus becomes very attractive to the honeybee, and the honeybee will be doing zoom, 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 zoom like that. And she is frightened out of her wits by this honeybee. She tries to throw away like that, but then it won't go. It goes but comes back. Then she says, "Hey Anasuya, Anasuya and Priyamvada, they are her mates. Hey Anasuya, hey Priyamvada, what is this honeybee? It is giving so much trouble to me, this rogue honeybee. Please protect me." Like that she says in that hurry. Then Anasuya and Priyamvada says, "Who are we to protect you? Honeybee is equally difficult for us also. You call your beloved, he will come and protect." That is what one of them says. Maybe Priyamvada says. That's why her name is Priyamvada. Priyamvada Thiti, Priyamvada. So then Dushyanta, he was hiding behind a bush, a flower bush, he was hiding behind it. He hears it. He immediately gets up and takes up his sword. "Who is that that is threatened in my kingdom? A lady threatened in my kingdom by some rogue guy, I will behead him." Like that, he jumps into the field. Then Anasuya says, "There is no rogue guy, only the bee." "Oh, is it? Why, I thought it is some rogue guy is trying to create difficulty to madam." So then he drives away the bee. "Okay, very good, very good." Then Shakuntala says, "There is nothing like that. Thank you for your enthusiasm to protect me and all that." And then Shakuntala goes away and Dushyanta goes away. This is the vyabhichari bhava. Like that, here this instance. So like that, the love sentiment is beautifully nurtured by the poet. Okay? So where we came. So let us say one more thing. నమస్కార్ టు హర్ అండ్ నౌ యూ నో వాట్ హీ సేయింగ్ సాంప్రతం సుష్ఠు శోభతే ఆర్యాయా ప్రావారకః ఆర్యాయా ప్రావారకః ది షాల్ ఇస్ వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్ మేడమ్స్ షాల్ ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ హిస్ షాల్ మేడమ్స్ షాల్ ఇస్ వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్ హీ సెడ్ ఇట్ బికాస్ ది చేటి ప్రాంప్టెడ్ హిమ్ టు సే దాట్ సో హీ సెడ్ హీ డిడ్ నాట్ లైక్ ఇట్ టు సే దాట్ బట్ నౌ హీ సేస్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ Madam's shawl is shining very beautifully, he says, because he did not lose anything now. He gained on the other hand. Asanta Sena,
Karna
Purakam,
Ketasyam Velayam,
Kasmin Adya Charu Dattaha.
It
is already late in the evening, I suppose, dark it is. So she is asking Karna Purakam, hey Karna Purakam, the gentleman who gave me the shawl, it is now clear that the gentleman is Charudatta. So she is asking, did you see where did he go this late hour? Where did Charudatta go? Did you notice? She is asking him. Karnapurakaha
Etenaiva
Margena
Pravruttaha
Gantum Geham. Madam, he went this way only from the king's way. He went this way only. And I'm sure his house is also that side, therefore he must be going towards his house only. That is what he noticed, and he says that. Asanta Sena. Then immediately, it happened only just now. He is going towards his house only. Hanje. Hanje means the cheti, the servant maid. Dear Sakhi, that is the meaning of Hanje. ఉపరితనం అలిందకం ఆరుహ్య ఆర్య చారుదత్తం ప్రేక్షామహే. సో వి విల్ గో టు ది టాప్ ఫ్లోర్ టెరెస్ ఆఫ్ ది విలేజ్ అండ్ ఫ్రమ్ దేర్ వి విల్ బి ఏబుల్ టు సీ చారుదత్త వైల్ హీ ఇస్ గోయింగ్ టు హోమ్. కమాన్ కమాన్ వి విల్ గో అండ్ సీ చారుదత్త వెదర్ హీ ఇస్ గోయింగ్. యు సీ హౌ టు లవ్. వ్యభిచారి భావ. హీ డజంట్ కన్క్లూడ్ ఎర్లియర్. హీ టేక్స్ హర్ టు ది టెరెస్. ఫ్రమ్ దేర్ షీ విల్ వాచ్ చారుదత్త స్లోలీ గోయింగ్ బ్యాక్ టు హిస్ హౌస్. దిస్ ఆర్ ప్లాటోనిక్ లవ్. ప్లాటోనిక్ లవ్ మీన్స్ ఇట్ ఈస్ వెరీ పయస్ ఫీలింగ్ ఆఫ్ హార్ట్, దట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ లవ్. సో ఆల్ ది పీపుల్ they move away from the stage. Iti dyotakara samvahako nama dhityonkaha.
Iti dyotakara samvahako nama dhityonkaha.
So the second anka is finished. The name of the second anka is samvahaka, who is the gambler, and he became the monk. How life takes turns. He was a master. Then he is a gambler. Now he is a monk. Therefore life goes smoothly, then falls down, and then goes up again. Like that. We have class for